Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, if you are stuck in traffic right now trying to get across the bridge from Illinois into Missouri this morning, this story is for you. If you're fed up with the constant construction, and then, of course, you'll be driving along at some other point, and your whole car will shake when you hit a pothole big enough to screw up your alignment. You're probably just shaking your head. Then you find out how much Illinois is actually spending on transportation. You might have questions. I have questions. Dylan Sharkey's with us this morning. He's with the Illinois Policy Institute. Dylan, welcome in.
Of course, Mark. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I always hear the argument. I heard, I think it was Martha McCallum arguing with Randy Weingarten from the NEA the other day about evidence that even in these places where they spend more on education, it doesn't guarantee a better result. What's going on with the transportation dollars in Illinois?
Yeah, so Illinois drivers, I should say, are paying billions more than they were in 2019. So you would think that if they're paying more, they should be getting better roads, but the numbers don't show that. In national data comparing states, highways across every state, Illinois' percentage of roads deemed acceptable, it hasn't even gotten better. It's gone down.
Oh,
we can't
wow.
even keep maintaining the same roads we have. And now I don't expect it to get better in 1 year. You know, 2019, roads projects take a long time, but this has been years. It's been multiple years since they doubled the gas tax in 2019. So they've had plenty of time to improve these roads. And, you know, you can't even maintain the same number. It's gone from, I think, 81% of roads deemed acceptable or good down to 79%. So they can't even spend what they have right.
So is the issue that they have this money and they're spending it elsewhere, or that it has been allocated for these construction projects for road work, but they've just been slow to get these projects actually started and completed?
It's a mix of both. So politicians have what are called pork projects, you know, things that are designated to their little slice of Illinois. For example, we did an investigation back when they first doubled the gas tax, and some of the money went to things like, it's infrastructure. So infrastructure is a very broad spending category.
Sure.
And so it went to things like snowmobile paths and like pickleball courts, things that don't really help drivers, but that drivers are paying for because they take construction money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pay the second highest gas taxes.
You refer in this article to performance-based budgeting, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of performance here. How are they making these decisions?
Oh, the gas taxes. So now since they've doubled the gas tax in 2018, there's an automatic hike adjusted for inflation. So they can go years and years without actually making the unpopular decision of voting to raise taxes, which is a huge political risk because people, you know, are on your neck about raising taxes.
Right.
But if it's automatic, you never really get that because it's just kind of calculated in with the numbers. And they're saying that, you know, from 2019 to now, they still need more. You know, they're floating, some state senators are floating a vehicle mileage tax where, you know, drivers have to pay based on their odometer each year, report it to the state, and then pay based off that because apparently we're not getting enough money from drivers. And the most frustrating thing is Illinois doesn't have more drivers. Our registered vehicles are about the same. And so they're getting more money from the same amount of people, and it's still not enough.
It's amazing. Dylan Sharkey, our guest from the Illinois Policy Institute. So they have a lot of toll roads, I know, up around Chicago, because I've had to drive on them before. And then there's always been the difference between the amount of attention paid to more urban, suburban roads and rural roads as opposed to those in the city. So I'm guessing here an inordinate amount of the money gets spent around Chicago? Is that what's going on?
Well, so Chicago has added taxes. So like certain counties, Cook County and the counties around it, they have county taxes on top of the state taxes.
Yeah.
There's multiple layers of it. And so a lot of the Cook County taxes goes to specific Cook County projects, and same for the other counties surrounding it.
You know, I think to what has been happening, I guess it's New York City, right, where they're charging people more money to get in. So even like
come
taxi,
across the bridge.
Yeah. So yeah. Taxi drivers are having to deal with that. So you have to wonder if Illinois is looking at something like that, where to come into to Chicago specifically, they'll find other ways. I mean, you talked about the mileage tax that has been floated out there. Just a ridiculous way, specifically to target people like us, like Mark and me, who don't live there but might be visiting there.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What I love about it is that if you're just visiting, you can't vote them out. So who cares if they pay more?
Yeah.
And so you're right. Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago has talked about a congestion tax similar to the one in New York. But the issue with that is you're just asking people to not come and spend money. So, you know, your impact on your economy long term is not good.
Well, he's a socialist, so we understand what he's after. You know, Dylan, yeah. I was looking through the website there, the Illinois Policy. And there's a controversy going on down here right now. I don't know if you guys have dealt with it, the Illinois Policy, with this House bill that has already passed the House over there that would stop schools from using any mascot connected to disability groups or Native Americans. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that bill. You know, there's a flurry of bills coming in. There's a lot of really kooky ones every year. That one had not made it on my list.
Yeah, so our midday host, Annie Fry, has been concentrating on this because she lives over in that area. And it would ban discriminatory disability mascots and Native American team names. And I guess it's passed the House, and now it's going to go to the Senate, this House Bill 1237, and they think Pritzker would sign it. And it's going to cost these school districts millions of dollars to retool everything, you know, buy new jerseys, tear down all their signs, all this stuff. Nobody seems to care because somebody might be offended that your team mascot is called the Indians.
Yeah. You know, the worst part of that, and every year at the end of session before lawmakers go home at Memorial Day, there's always a list of good bills that don't get through. It's like, well, we didn't have enough time. You know, there's only so many things we can pass. And you look at the things that they decide to pass, and it's like, how is this, you know, regardless of the merits of the bill, totally aside, how is this a priority over other things that didn't get passed?
It's true.
This is like a top priority for people that's, you know, not really impacting many people's lives on the daily.
Well, an issue here in Missouri for a while has been homeschooling and how the state deals with people that homeschool. And I know Illinois, you've written a story on this recently as well. They have a bill targeting homeschoolers as well, correct?
Yes, not just homeschools, private schools as well. So it would make every homeschool and private school essentially turn over a roster to the state of their kids. And the issue with that, you know, for private schools is that you're basically forcing families in private schools to disclose their religion, because if they go to a Catholic school or Jewish school, you're basically forcing them to put their name and religion out of these papers.
Wow. And is this one going to pass? I mean,
so it passed out of committee in the House. It missed a crucial deadline, but just because that bill missed a deadline, it doesn't mean they couldn't slip it into a different bill. So the bill in its current form is stalled, but that doesn't mean the idea itself is dead by any means.
Wow. Dylan Sharkey, listen, we appreciate your time there at the Illinois Policy Institute. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. Illinoispolicy.org if you want to read up more on any of those. This bill would take homeschoolers, anybody who homeschools in the state of Illinois, some of them do co-ops. Obviously, they work with other homeschoolers and get their kids together. They would have to register as a nonprofit. They would have to be sure that if they were meeting anywhere, it had to be somewhere other than home.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Well, didn't they, under this bill, have to potentially submit their curriculum? And because then the concern is, you know, if they're teaching about, you know, Adam and Eve versus, you know, we came from apes, then that would be controversial. And the state could come in and try to shut them down for that, saying, well, you're not teaching about evolution.
I'm sure. But that's... That's a big government in Illinois for you there. Illinoispolicy.org if you want to read more about it. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. What are we talking about today?
Well, I don't know if you guys realize this, but the birth rate here in the United States is declining. Well, the Trump administration has floated this idea about one way to combat that, and I just found a clip I have to play for you from The View. You can imagine their reaction to anything the Trump administration has to say, but especially when it comes to what they want to do to try to convince people to have more babies.
Back in a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.